Your album, The Potential, is fantastic. Not only explores humanity and the wealth of talent on this planet, but it's such a well-compiled and produced album, and it flows beautifully. Now, how long did you spend making this album, and what does it mean to you?
First of all, thank you so much. That's very flattering. I spent around, all in, I think I began production in probably around like May 2014, were some of the first songs. So by the end there, that's, you know, relatively close to a year and a half or 2 years. Making it, but really I think the intensive part was obviously the year from like, you know, January 2015 to when it was finished mastering there. That's when I think a lot of the samples kind of came into fruition, and when I think I began to see the connection between the musical side and the obvious now, you know, the people on the record, right? Like where I think a lot of the humanity began to kind of make itself clear to me.
Of course, this album is made with a lot of samples from people you found on YouTube. The connection with these people, like, obviously, they'd be getting this communication from out of the blue from someone like yourself saying, can I use your voice on my record? What sort of reactions did you get?
I mean, somewhat surprisingly, all very positive ones. Once I could kind of get people to understand where I was coming from, because obviously it is, it's like, I mean, I'm sure you can imagine, you know, how you might react if someone found a video that you made, you know, whether it's a home video or something, and was asking to use it. I think, you know, I would hope that I would be as positive as the people on my record were.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, it's just like they were excited, and I hope that I did right, and I think I did do right by the initial intention of the video, and I think that kind of helped, you know, make people just get into a mood where they're happy to kind of see their work go into a new zone. I think that's the most, you know, common reaction was like, oh, wow, I would have never thought to do that, but I'm so happy that you did it, you know?
Yeah, I bet they're glad, really happy with the end result as well. Was there anyone who sort of said no to your using of their sample?
No, surprisingly, no. Which again, like, I'm knocking on all the wood in my apartment right now to be glad by that. But no, I mean, surprisingly, really, the only initial bristling, if there was any, was just, wait, what are you doing? Who are you? You know, what are you? Where are you coming from? Like, that was it. But then once you got it in, it was like very, very cool to see from my end.
Did you find that when you were checking out these artists online that some of them, their experiences sort of connected with your own life? Did that sort of bring you closer to those people?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, I'm so happy you brought that up, because I worry a lot that part of the narrative that I'm really hoping, because that's sort of like one of the most important things to me, is that I absolutely chose to work with these people for kind of how they were saying, but also what they were saying in the videos in terms of like my own life. Like, I think every single song I connect very much with, you know, my own life. And I think, I like to think that there's at least part of it. Of course, it's mostly a showcasing of their talent, but I wouldn't have chosen it if it didn't mean a lot to me as well. And so of course it has been like, you know, probably I've been a little guarded with it when I actually have met a few. I've met a few of the people now in real life, but they're really meaningful to me. I mean, they absolutely got me through some difficult times in my life. And so, like, to me, them was incredibly special. I mean, Kai on Florida was so special to kind of finally meet her in person. And Ofsky and ST, who are on Skeptical and 5-4.
Yeah.
I mean, 5-4 was like, I wrote that a very difficult time. And it was like, that verse meant, and still does mean so much to me. So yeah, they're very, very special people to me because of that. I'm going to hold them dear to me for my whole life at this point.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm sure that you've got lifelong friends and fans in those people as well. Now, the James Hinton story, of course, you studied physics at Brown University, which is no mean feat. But when did you actually start making music, and what inspired you to do so?
I mean, it was always, I guess it's always been a funny thing, like throughout every time in school, I'd always have the end of the year talk being like, James, you got to pick one, you got to pick physics or music at some point, whether it was in ninth grade in high school or going to college or even at college. But I just always sort of maintained. So from the earliest time when I was interested in math at maybe like, you know, sixth or seventh grade, when you first started to get into algebra, that's when I was starting to kind of pick up the guitar. And I'd always been a drummer in kind of school bands.
Cool.
And so they were always parallel. But I believe I started recording around that time when I had a friend that was like a year older than me in the ninth grade that had like a little tape machine, like one of those I'm not sure if you have the same brand, but there's a Fostex four-track tape machine that you could record stuff on. And that's when I began doing that, and it was mostly kind of drums and percussion. And eventually, once I got a laptop for school, that was the first time when I started experimenting with Logic, which is a software that I use now. Fortunately, it's still around.
The quality of the audio you would have pulled from YouTube must have been a bit of a challenge at times, but perhaps also adds to the aesthetic of the album. But how did you go about making the sound that you got work for you?
I think you could probably take two tacks with it. I don't think I took the tact where you would try to morph it and clean it up and go completely nuts. I think I ultimately settle on the idea that, you know, that's the beautiful part, right, is all the YouTube compression and the original kind of audio quality is part of why I think you fall in love with some of the stuff, is because it is so, for lack of a better word, like raw, right? Like, it is just like the most bare minimal like thing that you can do. And so I think compositionally, then that kind of suggests that you then, you know, maybe you have some more high frequency stuff in the instrumentation, because you're not going to get that in the vocal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was, the only challenges were to make sure that it was, you know, audible, and I spent a lot of time making sure, you know, tweaking little sections of frequency and EQing parts separately where, for whatever reason, the audio drops down, just to make sure that you can understand the language. But for the most part, I think I hope to have done a good job. That was definitely part of the thing, was like, okay, let's embrace this idea of the compression that comes from YouTube, both from a frequency side and from a dynamic side, and then let the music kind of fill in around and nest that a little bit. And that's kind of what I settled on in terms of the processing. I like that idea now, because I think it's important to context, right? Like, I also think the fact that there's a visual element was critical to why I chose them, and I like the idea that people can, yes, they can hear the record, but they can also look at the people that are associated with it. In some ways, those are like little mini music videos for the songs, right? It's like, that's context for everyone.
Speaking of the seeing visuals for these songs, you've of course made a documentary based on the making of this album. It's called Superimpose. Now, the actual process of making this movie, was that always planned, or is that something that just came along as you started making the album?
I mean, it was definitely something that I think I certainly had increasing ambitions for at first. I had done a little bit of this process in terms of working with vocals from YouTube on my last album, Nonfiction. There's probably a handful of songs that had this, you know, single person where I took, you know, I sampled the vocal and used it, but I hadn't put two and two together about why it was so intriguing to me until I realized it's like, oh, it's the people, right? It's like, that's the most interesting part. And so once I kind of was committed to this idea, okay, like, this is the thing for this record, that was integral, and I knew to some degree I wanted to do it, but to be as ambitious as do the documentary and how well, I'm so excited for people to see it, because it's really kind of telling a story that is really critical to the album, I think. It's like a companion piece in every nice way, whereas originally it could have been just like a sort of introduction to the people that I was sampling. So I always knew that I wanted to showcase the people behind the record, but to the extent and how beautiful the documentary has come out, certainly not. And so I'm really pleased, because that's been coming on for quite a bit of time now, almost, you know, probably at least 9 months we've been working with this sort of setup. So
yeah, right.
I'm very excited for it.
Fantastic. Are you planning on sort of touring that around the country or maybe the world?
Yeah. I think it'll be, you know, to whatever extent, the few shows I have been able to play the documentary and then play my show after have been some of the more magical kind of moments, and I'm looking to replicate that as much as I can. But bare minimum, I believe, certainly when I come to Australia, I'll be bringing that in tow and showing it as much as I can, because it becomes almost, like I said, like necessary viewing to make heads or tails of the album, and it's just very important. So I'm very much looking forward to showing it.
Well, fantastic. When are you due in Australia?
Interesting. I'm hoping to get there sooner, but right now it's looking like around January of 2017. But I'm hoping that maybe I can get down and just show the documentary. I think it can stand alone, and I think that would be just fun to kind of do some talks around it.
But in terms
of shows, it's looking around that time, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you down in our little country down here. Fantastic album. Really, really well done. Congratulations on it. And it was great to talk to you here on 2SER today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I hope to see you.